He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas.
He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, Pat Bradley.
Oh, how we doing, boys? Is Coach Silverfield, are you guys there today doing that?
Yeah, he mentioned in his press conference yesterday that he was looking forward to coming down here. We got a sold-out crowd, 600 people, Pat. And so, you know, you got to interview a lot of great people while you were doing the show with Justin. What was your favorite guest to interview for the Touchdown Club when you were with the Buzz full-time?
Well, it was a couple. Well, you know, I'm growing up, Notre Dame. I was a big Notre Dame guy. So
yeah. Rocket Ismail. Charlie Weiss. Yeah, Charlie
literally?
Weiss.
Well, yeah, literally? Yeah, right. Wasn't that the interview, Pat, where he literally said literally every single time?
Yeah, that was it. And Charlie Weiss was fun, obviously, because he had so much success with the Patriots, so he was a lot of fun.
What about Ditka? Did you have Ditka?
They did.
We must have had Ditka. We had them all.
Yeah, it's I will tell you, Pat. So coming up at 9:55, we've got Jeremy Flynn and Alicia Dover from the Flyover Agency ready to push out the big announcement right at 10 o'clock. We're going to mention it here about 9:56. The big meeting that's going to be held at Simmons Bank Arena we've been working on that we haven't been able to share with it. It's going to be really an epic.
I was going to say, I think it's probably the largest guest you've ever had.
Yeah, I think from a significant standpoint, it's outside the box. It's not the normal. People go, you know, at first they go, what's that combo? It's a sort of interesting combo, but I think the significance of the combo is going to be pretty cool. So, but we'll do that at 9:55, Pat. We've had so many good ones, you know, just in the last few years. Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, John Gruden. You know, we've really
Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron was classic, yeah. We just... You know, Eric Dickerson.
Yeah.
I mean, we've really had some good ones. And matter of fact, I'll tell you, Pat, and RJ, I don't know if I just got this. We updated it from the other day. But I like to keep stats of who always brought in. We brought in 26 NFL Gold Jacket Hall of Famers, players and coaches who've won 74 Super Bowls and NFL titles. We brought in 13 Super Bowl MVPs, 12 Heisman Trophy winners, 50 college national championships, 30 College Football Hall of Famers, 79 All-Americans, and coaches, the combined coaching wins of all the coaches we brought in, 10,757 wins.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff there.
Pretty
cool.
For Little Rock, Arkansas, that has had a losing football team.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if you think about it, right?
How often does it happen, whether it's through you, RJ, or whoever, you know, you guys help out, how often do you get people reach out to you to come?
I've had a few. I think more the intrigue is, you know, what are you guys doing in Little Rock? I think they want to bring me in and go to their Touchdown Club and say, how are you guys doing this in Little Rock? So, you know, they're not going to ask me.
And
to
you're
come
the best paying one.
No, there's no Pat, there's no
where's
question.
The
nobody.
SEC Network.
Yeah.
We're traveling fast through the SEC Network. They all want to be on the top.
They know we pay well. That's exactly right. Pat's a good point. We really, Roger hadn't mentioned that, is that we do pay well, and that's why we have Simmons Bank and Stevens and all these great sponsors and, you know, that pay us cash, because we're paying $25,000, $30,000. We're not a corporate event. No. We are a nonprofit. And so, but we still pay, as you mentioned,
thank you, Mr. Hatcher.
Yeah, Greg Hatcher and others. Yeah. We pay guys like Dory, you know, Noka and Peter Burns.
Have we had every SEC analyst that does football?
I think. Well, we don't have. We had that Cole Kublik, which I want to get him on. We've got Matt Stinchcomb coming in.
Yeah.
Before as far the former players, we had Jordan
Rogers.
Jordan Rogers. We've had McElroy. Greg McElroy. We've had Kirk Herbstreit. Who else is in SEC? Who?
Leslie started at the SEC Network, so she counts.
Who's that?
Didn't you have her in?
Yes, Leslie, we sure Rutledge. Did. We had Leslie Rutledge. We had Leslie Rutledge.
Laura Rutledge.
I mean, sorry, Laura. Yeah, that's not
it. That's the attorney general. Yeah. Lieutenant Governor was at the SEC.
Laura Rutledge.
Shout out to Leslie.
And Holly Rowe, of course, she's ESPN. I mean, we've had the major. The only ones we haven't had that I'd like to get in,
Reese Davis.
Yeah, Reese Davis, who we've talked to a couple times, just haven't been able to work that out. And then Chris Fowler would be cool to get in. Who's that?
And he does, you know, a lot of his ESPN stuff is baseball, basketball, but he does and has his Kyle Rabbit. Was named as he's let go, but he is. You want to talk about a guy who's been in the business 30 plus? He's done football too. I think he still may do radio or other things with football. But that's a guy coming up next year who obviously is going to have all the time in the world. And he's been through it. You know, you could ask him about everything. You know, especially football.
He'd be very good. And I'll go ahead and tell you guys, Roger, I don't know if I mentioned this. Another person I thought we were going to have, it had been perfect timing because he's got a book on the New York bestseller list, and he's one of the hottest guys on TV, but he's doing analyst work this year, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
So I thought we had Dave coming in. Yeah, and just quite.
That would have been huge.
Oh. Yeah, just quite couldn't get him. Maybe we can get him next year. So.
Well, I know what the lunch menu will be.
What's that?
Pizza.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great point. Oh my gosh, we'd have to do that. Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
Now you very seldom, if ever, have I ever heard you say who you didn't get, but because you hope to get them.
Yeah. And so anyway, they just, you know, some people go, have you tried this? I mean, there's very few people that I don't try. And there's some other ones that I tried to get that I didn't get this year. But anyway, he's one I just want to share because it would have been perfect timing. Yeah. Of course, it's with his Oakland connection, and I think we got a chance to get him back. And when he sees, I'll tell you the one thing, as you know, RJ and Roger, you've known about who it is. When we announce these speakers at the top of the hour, it gives you credibility to go, okay, if they're bringing those guys in, they must be a legit deal. I'll tell you too, it's also great when guys like Jimmy Johnson or Kelly Finglass or whoever, you know, these big or Peyton Manning comes back and says, well, that was a well-run operation. That was one of my favorite compliments. RJ, Jimmy Johnson said, wow, sure. I go to a lot of these things. Y'all got me out of Key West, went through this thing, boom, 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 got me out. You know, took 1,000 pictures, but it didn't seem like it. Got me back to Key West, and like, wow, very impressive.
Yeah.
So for a guy who's, you know, is very, you know, loves his organization and loves the way things are run, that was a big compliment.
Well, and I will also say, for those that haven't seen it, we'll put it on social media. But that little little reel of just quick tidbits from every speaker, when we send that to potential new speakers, that kind of legitimizes what we're doing.
It's all those guys like Favre, and Manning, and all Ray Lewis, Lawrence Taylor, all of them just saying, man, we've had a great experience. And that was a great idea. It's something I always wanted to do, but, you know, I didn't have time to do. But Chris Kane actually said, hey, we ought to do this. I said, man, I've been wanting to do that. That's great. So those are the little extra things that we
have to pay Tom Brady.
I think we can get Brady next year. I'm definitely going to go after him. I think it'd been tough for us to get him the first couple of years, but I think we got a legit chance to get after him. I got to start really early in the game.
Tony Romo's available this time of year.
You know what? I've tried to get
next
Tony.
Year.
I've tried to get
yeah,
Tony
next year.
Before.
He may be for sure.
I've tried to get Tony before, and so
get his grandparents because he still hadn't talked about.
Yeah,
them
how are his grandparents doing?
How are they feeling? We never heard from them.
Yeah, Pat, how long did you and Justin do the show where you did the Touchdown Club? How many years did you and Justin do the show? Five years? More?
It was May. My first day was May 7, 2007.
And when was the last?
Probably a couple months ago.
No. I'm talking about when you were doing the show full-time with Acre.
It was probably September of 2018.
So you were 11 years. Wow. Holy cow. So you did get a lot of great ones over.
I'd say Pat was probably the longest running co-host for Justin.
Yeah. You got Mean Joe Green. You got Earl Campbell. You got all those, man. You had some really good ones.
Yeah. We had good ones. And a lot of the guys, you know, that I grew up watching Tony do a set. And, you know, all those guys. That was the fun part about it. They all loved it.
Do want to thank Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter of Little Rock for sponsoring. Pat, go by and both those businesses and tell them you heard them on Morning Mayhem, and they'll take real good care of you. One of the big stories this weekend, Pat, RJ, is is how good the Cowboys looked with Joe Milton, the quarterback, looking really impressive. And then was the emergence of the superstar Navajo tackle, who is the Indian Cowboy.
Because of the star.
Because of the star.
We are brothers.
Christian, if you haven't heard this, Pat, here's the clip. He's in the locker room. He's gotten a standing ovation in the crowd there for Arizona with all the Native Americans there in attendance as well as his family. And his players, listen to the way his players rally around him after he gives a speech, and then he calls up the Cowboys at the end. Go ahead, Christian.
Well, that was an incredible win. I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest. And I'm proud of us, proud of how far we've come. Man.
Yeah.
This game,
yeah.
Fate brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
Yes. Now listen to this guy. Listen, you're going crazy. Wow. And then he yells. He does a perfect yell.
Yeah, I'm not crying. I got something in my eye.
I got chills.
I got something in my eye right now.
Roger, we got to do that in the studio. We got to look at each other. Christian, we all look at each other. We came
Mayhem on me. Mayhem on me.
We came here as strangers.
We come as strangers. Fate brought us morning mayhem. Strength and honor.
Did he say Holden? He said the star Holden.
And the sad
star
thing,
Holden on our chest.
Yeah, he's probably going to get cut.
I know. Jerry, listen. Hey, Jerry. That guy will make you millions with Cowboy merch sales.
If nothing else.
Yeah, if that. And
if you do a commercial with him, with a jersey and a tear in his eye.
You got to keep him on the practice roster somehow.
So you got to have him somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know what the depth chart. Have you looked at it? He's 6'9". He played at Kentucky last year.
They're deep.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Grats.
Depth chart of life.
You know, I think he's like one of the – last one.
The other story is Michael Washington for the Vegas Raiders. If Jinty went down yesterday with a pretty serious injury, they think. And I tell you, Michael Washington has been really impressive in camp. Yeah. I mean, he's been the rookie of the year so far, if you can measure it based on preseason. But yeah, what a break for him. I tell you what, I give Petrino credit. 2 years in a row, he's found some running backs
Being a quarterback guy, he found some running backs that have really done a great job.
Good on his evaluation. Sort of like you when you evaluate your softball players that you're going to coach.
You know what? That's what I do. What would Petrino do?
RJ is coaching his daughter's how old softball team?
That's 10U softball team.
Did you get into it Justin Moore style with any of his umpires?
No, I did not. We had great umpires this weekend. And,
you didn't lose your voice clapping.
It was allergies. That's why the heat and the allergies. So we got it.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody says Joe Buck and Troy Aikman come to the Touchdown Club. They would be good. That'd be a great combo. I've tried for Troy.
The Monday Night Football thing kind of gets in the way, though.
Yeah, that's right. You have to do it before.
You know what?
And you can.
Priorities.
And you know, I'm not giving up. I've been trying to get Troy for a while.
If we could figure out a way that whenever they're in Dallas – like doing the Cowboy game, and you just do a quick charter, that would be ideal.
Someone said, have you had Drew Brees? I have not, but he's on the list. I think he'd be great to have. Somebody said, don't leave out Terry Bradshaw. He was my favorite. Bradshaw, to me, was one of the best we had. He was so talented, so funny.
And he just walked in very casual.
Yeah,
like, wearing a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah.
Mustard stain.
Yeah, that's he, to me, as far as just this talented, is an entertainer. He's as good as anybody. By the way,
3 hours with Rogan.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was. Listen, he tried to do a lot of his stuff, like and
his what?
His jokes and his talking. It went okay for him. But Rogan is Rogan. I mean,
he kept getting
Rogan's more. Powerful in his own right. Yeah, he didn't need. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't yuck it up just to be yucked.
Guys, I don't know about you, but since I've been on, the number of texts I've gotten about people guessing. My buddy Nick Aldridge and many others they're guessing who the mystery guest is.
Yes.
And, I mean, these things you've heard.
Well,
Jerry and Bill Parcells, the Troy and Joe Buck.
Shaq and Barkley. Now, that would be a great one.
Someone asked me if it was Ted Danson.
I've tried to get Barkley before. Pat, could you imagine how great Barkley would be? I'd love, can I tell you, this is a combo I'd like to get.
I already know.
Barkley and Daly. I'd love to get Barkley and Daly
and Joe
together.
Klein and mix all three of them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Joe would get crushed between those two. Joe would be like, okay, I got to get out of the way because those two would be, especially Barkley. Mm-hmm. Of course, he knows Barkley pretty well. Anyway, 661-1037 is the number. Pat, we miss you. I wish you were here at the Touchdown Club today, my friend. You got to make a Monday every once in a while this fall, right?
Yes, absolutely, and I'm excited about it. Yeah, that's always probably. I mean, it's football is exciting, but with Touchdown Club, man, that just adds more excitement to everything that's happening around there. So keep it up, boys, and I will see you soon.